not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yeah.
You created me to worship.
Oh yeah.
not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here.
I
trust in
Man Up with Pastor Dwayne Collins.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Awesome song, awesome song. Just want to say thank the Lord for this another great third Tuesday of the month. God has allowed it to do this show one more time. You know, we come together every third Tuesday and we just man up. We man up and we talk about what's going on in our lives. We talk about what God's doing in our life, how we're going to be responsible, how we're going to take action, that we are a faith believer now. Once we start knowing how to do things better, we do things better. So I'm in a frame of my mind just to talk about the goodness of Jesus because, you know, these are the moments that time get hard and get sad around this year because, you know, it balls up on a year of a celebration, our Lord and Savior. And, you know, it has become a new year. And sometimes we think about our loved ones that who's not here no more. So when it comes up with these holidays, you know, it kind of gets you out of the frame of mind. But I just want to share something with you coming from the scripture, John 3:16, you know, and I love John 3:16 because that's what we at right now in this moment of our season, in the moment of our life. It's John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever should believe in him should not perish but have eternal life, eternal life, eternal life. And I like that because that's the promise that he give us. That's the promise that he give us. Once we start manning up and we get our thoughts together and be on the move, you know, because once we man up, then we got to start being on the move. And right now, you know, like I say, there's a lot of stuff going on here in Madison. You know, my prayer is to unify the brothers here in Madison till we come together as a power impact. That we can go out and reach the community at any cost, that we can come together and reason together, you know, because I noticed that it's a great falling away in the church of the brothers. We got to man up. We got to take control. We got to get back in position. And a lot of us out of position, and we're looking for the women to do everything. We're looking for the women to carry us. But yet, we got to get back in position. God has wanted us to get back in position. And I thank Apostle E for this program. I thank him for allowing me to come every third Tuesday and talk about man up on the movement, you know. And so what I just want to do, I want to encourage you, brothers, that, you know, let's start coming together. You know, let's don't wait till tomorrow. You know, let's get it together today because, you know, we sometimes got to be reminded, but we shouldn't have to be reminded of what we are. We are man. We are man's thinking. We are man on the move. We are man trying to do things better. We're not trying to let the world dictate anything. We're not trying to let the world put us in order. We got to put ourselves. How we put ourselves in order, we take responsible. We take responsibility. What responsibility means? That you're going to love your wife. You're going to love your kids. You're going to love your neighbor. Even if you got animals in your house, you're going to love them. And you're not going to have a spirit of controlling. You're going to have a spirit of surrender. You know, you're going to love your wife. Like I say, you're going to love your kids. You're going to show love to your brothers and sisters. You know, we got to man up. You know, it's a shame that we see all this stuff going on in our community. with our young brothers, and we just don't stick our neck out for them, or we don't reach out to help them. You know, they still sagging their pants down. You know, they still, you know, speaking with that mentality over, you know, trying to overcome by ripping folks off. You know, we know that we're not taking responsibility, even in our own household. You know, we got sons that we walk through the day, don't even really speak to them. Don't even sit down and have a conversation with them. Don't even ask them how was their day was. You know, we let our boys just walk by us, and, you know, we so busy, they so busy. They in their rooms playing their video games. They on their cell phones. They spend a lot of time on Facebook. They spend a lot of time on computers. You know, they spend a lot of time outside with their friends. Even though when we come and sit down at the table, we don't talk about, you know, we don't ask our sons, even our daughters, you know. We let them just go cramp up in their rooms. You know, they be in their rooms all day. Then we wonder why they mad. We wonder why they in rebellion. We wonder why they don't want to, you know, talk to us. We wonder why they don't love us. You know, I wish I did knew my dad. I wish I did knew my dad. I'm crying in my soul, you know, because I don't want it never to recycle in my life. I got two boys, you know. I got a boy just lost his mother in Indiana. And for the like of it, I've been trying in my hardest to reach out to him. I call him. You know, I do the best I can, you know, to get him to, you know, to open up to me. You know, let's talk. Let's break bread. Let's tell me some things that I did that offended you. Tell me some things that made you don't want to talk to me. You know, I know that we was separated as a child. You know, your mom moved you to Indiana and left me here in Madison. You know, and I've been trying to do my best. I even been asking the Lord to help me out in that current situation. Because if I'm saying I'm manning up and I'm not taking responsibility, that makes me out of a liar. You know, we got to quit being liars. We got to be true. We got to be truthful. We got to stop being liars. And then I got a son. And then my other son, he just, you know, my other boy, he got three sons. No, I got three grandsons, you know, and I take initiative to call they mothers and, you know, try to ask them, can I come get my grandsons? Because I don't want to be like my dad. My dad was a great dad. You know, I never knew my dad because he passed away when I was very young. But the life story that I hear about my dad, you know, my other brothers, you know, my mom had 10 kids. So my dad had 6 through my mom. But my other brothers, they used to talk about my dad, you know, how he was. My dad was a disciplined guy. You know, my dad was a, you know, a guy to put things in perspective. My dad was a guy that, you know, would sit there and hug you. You know, he'd try to correct you in ways that you need to go. Even though that wasn't a dad, but he kind of like, you know, spoke in their lives, you know. My dad was a disciplined guy, like I say, you know. And he, you know, my oldest brothers used to tell how my dad used to get on them, you know, because he, you know, he wanted them to do better, you know. And sometimes I miss that, but at the same time, I'm trying to do the same thing. I'm trying to enlighten my kids. I'm trying to talk to my boys. I got two girls too, you know, but I'm trying to man up. And I'm trying to man up because I don't want the legacy pass. No, I don't want when I go away, they don't know their granddad or they don't know what to say about their daddy. I don't want them to say, yeah, I knew my dad. No, I don't want you to know of me. I want you to know me. Really know me. Know me when you talk about your dad. Oh, he was a cool guy. My dad was straight. He was a straight hitter. You know, he didn't cut no corners, but he was a straight hitter. You know, he was respectful at the same time. My dad hugged me. My dad gave me a kiss. You know, my dad tell me how great that I am. My dad always encouraged me. And so that's what we have to do. You know, that's what we're doing, and that's what God is trying to get us to get to this point, because some of us old, some of us not young cats, some of us some old guys, and we don't want to do the same thing that we seen in our household, you know, that we don't sit at the table talking to our kids, you know, we don't say nothing to our sons, you know, we quick to, you know, we once they get into trouble, then we want to jump into their lives. No, let's get into life before they get into that point. You know, help them, you know, decide what college they want to go to. Help them decide what school, what classes they want to take. You know, I mean, that's manning up. You know, even though that the neighbors don't, you know, some of our neighbors don't even have a father in the house, but yet let's be that father. Let's be their helper to even though help the next door neighbor. We're not saying they are kids, but we manning up. You know, we manning up to where we can help them out to do better things, because we don't want them go in and out of prison. So I'm, like I say, I'm so grateful that God has allowed this day to come to pass, you know, because I've been sitting at home all day. You know, I'm like on a vacation where they, you know, we don't go back to work until the first of the year. But at the same time, I'm sitting at home and I'm asking God, you know, even in this breakdown moment, you know, I'm even asking for words in this moment. Lord, you know, share some things with me so I can be able to share to the peoples. Help me, God, to go out and be a helper in places. You know, like the young man here in Madison, he's the CEO for the Girls and Boys here in Madison. And I know my wife was just telling me they trying to get volunteers to come down to the Boys and Girls Club to help do packages. You know, this is awesome man here, man. He's doing a lot of stuff for the youth here in Madison, for the kids. You know, they've been attacking him. You know, the mayor of Fishburne and all that was trying to be coming against him because he's looking out for the kids. It's all about the kids. It's not about him. It's all about the kids. That's what we have to be like. We have to be like, it's all about the kids. And so he's doing an awesome job here in Madison with the Girls and Boys Club. And I was trying to, you know, get him to come on and be one of my guests, you know, and I take it tonight is kind of busy because, you know, like I say, they was just saying they trying to get everybody to come out to the Girls and Boys Club and help pack presents. You know, they need people to help them come pack presents. They need people to come help them put things together. And I'm saying that man, he's manning up, man. No, he's a role model to me, man. You know, and I'm an older guy, and he, you know, he a role model to me. Why? Because he's getting it in, man. He going in there. He getting his hands dirty. He's not looking, you know, he's not looking for nobody, you know, to support him. No, he got that idea. He's running with it. You know what I mean? Support. He's not looking for nobody to push him. He's out there. He getting in the media face. He asking them. You know, he getting on on social media, asking them to show up at this place, donate toys, donate this and donate this. And I look at him, man. I said, that's a great role model. So I'm hoping that I can get him to come on and be my guest on one of these Man Up, you know, because, I mean, he's a great inspiration here, man. And as an African-American brother, man, you know, you don't see too many brothers that really trying to reach out in the community unless it's all about what I'm going to get out of it. And I think you get a joy out of it when you see a kid smile, you know, or when you see a kid, you know, feel rejoiceful in their spirit, man, because it's all about that kid. Once you see that kid smile, you know, it takes a whole different perspective on what you're looking for. Because just like in Jesus Christ, you know, we take a whole different outlook on your life. Like today, you know, some of us, you know, still alive, but we know some people that ain't alive. You know, we heard about some people last night. We heard about some terrible accident that happened. But yet God's still keeping us in the midst. God still got us in his watch hour. You know, God still got his hand upon us. You know, God still got us in his frame of mind. So they give us a different perspective on things, you know, that we are still alive today. We are still alive to make a difference. We are still alive to make a difference in someone else's life. Well, as we make a difference in our life, you know. And I'm just saying, we just got to man up, man. And it's an awesome thing to see somebody else get happy. You know, this is a year that we need to come together, you know, not because we need to do this every year, but, you know, this is a season to where, you know, a lot of young males, you know, don't have that role model, don't have that father figure, or don't have no one showing them love in this season. So we can just take our time out and just, you know, if we can volunteer at some places, you know, if we can volunteer at some places, let's volunteer. If we can just speak into somebody's life without trying to gain anything, you know, let's do that, you know, because this is a moment, man. And, you know, around this time, we, you know, even me, I get sensitive, you know, I get sensitive because I see the thing that goes on, and I be, you know, I have that spirit of, you know, we get sensitive, man, because, you know, we see other people's in current conditions, and we say, man, you know, because that brings us back to what we used to be at. And so that's why we gotta man up. We gotta do better. We gotta do better. And how to do better? To know better. And how to know better? By looking, by listening, by taking time out, you know, getting into the word, you know, getting into the word. Getting around some positive role models, some positive brothers, getting around some brothers want to do something. Don't get around brothers that always want to sit on the block, you know. Get around some brothers that want to do something, you know. Want to go to these local places, these local food pantries and help out. Going to these local malls and help out doing packages, doing stuff like that, you know. So that's what we want to do. You know, and I'm just, like I said, I'm so excited that I'm able to come together in December and doing another topic. It was just in November, and here it is in December, you know, and now we're about to get into January. So it's moving. It's moving. And by it's moving, we got to do better, man. You know, we got to do better. And how to do better? It's if you how to do better when you do better, when you know better, you know. I mean, I was telling them the other day, you know, when I was talking, I was telling them the other day that it is the time of a season to where we should be in a joyful season. Why? Because we overcame the enemy. We overcame him. How? We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. We overcame him by what? Jesus Christ has put grace and mercy there. We overcame him. Why? Because God gave us enough opportunity to get it right. And so that's what I'm so excited about, man. I'm just talking, you know, and just, man, I'm just like, Lord, you know, it just got to be an eye point here in Madison. It just got to be an eye point here in Madison. No, I mean, that, you know, we got, us brothers got to come together and unify. Us brothers got to come together and be on a movement, you know, because it's like, man, you know, we are so segregated, you know. We are so segregated. And like tonight, I should have had at least about 50 or 70 brothers. I should at least have about 50 or 70 brothers, you know, calling in tonight, telling about the goodness, telling about how they manning up, how they doing this, how they doing that, what they doing over here, and how, what they doing over there, and what they do. And I know God's going to bring that to pass. Why? Because he's a God that he's a just God. But he's not a man that he would not lie. If God said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. And I'm just, you know, I'm just sitting back and I see it. I'm looking in the supernatural. I'm not looking in the flesh. I see the harvest. I see it in the supernatural. And so I know that it's going to come to a point where we're going to be so jam-packed, man. It's going to be like, yeah, God. You know why? Because that's a vision. That's a vision that I want to see before I perish. That's the vision I want to see before the Lord called me home. You know, even in my brothers, you know, I got some brothers, you know, and I'm crying out to them, man. I'm trying to pull them in. I'm trying to lure them in. I'm not judging them, but I'm trying to pull them in. I'm trying to tell them, come on this side of the mountain, man. Let's work together. Let's break bread together. Let's conversate together. You know, let's get some soda pops and sit back and chill. You know, let's talk about what we're going to do tomorrow with God's grace. What we're going to do the next day, you know, how we're going to attack this problem, how we're going to put this problem together. And so I'm just so excited. I'm just so excited. So I thank again for this topic, you know, this show that I'm able to come on and do, because I tell everybody about it, you know, I tell everybody about it. And we're just trying to build, man. We're just trying to build. We're just trying to build and encourage. We're not tearing nothing down. We're just trying to build and encourage. We just want folks to know that we know that it's not us, but it's the God that is able. God is able to do all things. And so we just, you know, we're excited. I know I'm excited, you know, because I still get a chance to get up every morning and focus on the Lord. I still get a chance to get things in perspective because my day ain't gone. I still got a chance to get it right. I still got a chance to speak into somebody's life. I still got a chance to talk about the joy. I still got a chance to talk about the goodness. I still got a chance to talk about how I overcame. I still got a chance to let somebody know that I'm still walking straight. You know, I'm still walking straight with the grace of God. You know, he keep holding me up. You know, I'm not leaning over. He got me standing prosperous. He got me standing straight. So that's what I'm grateful about. That's what I'm saying about the goodness of Jesus, because he's able to sustain. He's able to keep my legs balanced. He's able to keep my posture standing straight, you know, because, you know, we want our posture to stand straight. We don't want to see no our posture all out of whack, you know. And so that's why we got to take time out when we see our brothers. That's why we got to take time out when we see our kids, you know. Speaking to their life. Don't let nobody else speak into their life. You're supposed to be able to speak in their life, you know? Speaking to their life. Because, you know, what happened to us, you know, other people were speaking into our life, and it's like drew us away. You know, I'm not trying to get to that point where I don't want no money chaser speaking into none of my brothers and sisters. No, my brothers, you know, or my sons and my grandson. I don't want money chaser speaking into their life. No, I want them to chase. I want them to be able to chase after Jesus. You know, I want them to be able to get everything out of him, because I don't want them to be trying to profit the whole world. You know, because they say, what man would it profit the whole world to lose? What would it profit the whole man to lose his soul? What would he gain to get it back? You know, and I'm not trying to get my grandsons and my sons, you know. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, like I say, I'm just trying to shed his word, man. I'm just trying to shed his word the best way I can. You know, I'm just trying to speak the way that God's, you know, allow me to speak. Not saying that I got it all together, but I'm just telling them a little bit. I'm just giving them a little bit about what I am and what I'm doing. But I give them a lot about Jesus, you know, because Jesus is the center of everything, you know. And so that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm so excited about, you know. I'm grateful on today, you know. I've been, like I said, I've been sitting at home all day relaxing and just hanging with my wife, you know, and I've just been thinking about life, man. Just thinking about life. You know, I'm just thinking about life in general, you know, knowing that, you know, it's like I said, it's a new season. Your season is, you don't have to wait to the calendar to strike 2018. No. You don't have to wait. There's a new season now, man. It's a new year. It's a new year, and your new year begins right now, you know, now, not tomorrow, now. Your season, your new year starts now. You know, you don't have to wait till the clock strike 12 and say, what you going to do? No, you could do that now. You know, they said it makes a revelation, a revolution, or however they say it. You know, you don't have to wait till the clock strike 12. You know, no. You can make that happen now, man. You can make it now. You can put it in your head tomorrow when I get up. You know, I'm gonna go do this. I'm gonna go do that tomorrow when I get up. I'm gonna go volunteer tomorrow when I get up. I'm gonna go to work and I see some brothers that need some instruction. I see some brothers that need to be talked to. I'm gonna go talk to the brothers. I'm gonna start inviting the brothers to my church. You know, I don't have to. You know, I don't have to wait to Sunday, you know, I don't have to wait to a special day. No, I'm going to get up tomorrow and I'm going to go in and I'm going to speak into some of my brothers' lives, or I'm going to start inviting them to my church, you know, put myself out of the equation and just let them know, man, you know, tell them about what we got going on. You know, we got a man meeting, you know, we got a man ministry that we trying to reach out to the young folks. We got a man ministry that we want to go out to the elders, you know, we want to go out and go to the gym and play basketball. You know, just get the young folks together, you know, and that's you have that chance now. You know, you don't have to wait till next week. You know, a lot of us say we don't have no money and we can't do it. Well, you don't need money. You know, you don't need money for certain things. You don't need money to go outside and play basketball. You don't need money for you guys to get together and reminisce. You know, if some places in the world it's still warm, and some places in the world it's still warm, well, you could take that barbecue out and start barbecuing. You know, you can go outside and put up the grill and start barbecuing. In some places, you can't do that. You know, in some places, you can't do that. So, you know, it's just, you know, you got to put ideas together. You know, everybody think we got to have money to do this and do that. Sometimes it takes money to do certain things, but sometimes it don't take money to do all certain things. So, it's little things that we can do, you know, just to invite the brothers, you know, get them back on track. So that's where we at, man. That's what we're trying to do here in the city of Madison. And, you know, and I'm just praying that God would allow to keep happening, you know, and just hook up with the right folks. And so we can do this and do that. So I'm just excited on today, man. I keep saying I'm excited on today because I know what God is about to do in our lives. He's about to change some things. He's about to put things in perspective. And so with that, I'm just, you know, I'm excited, man. I'm excited to where God just allowed this to happen one more time. You know, I've been looking forward to do this, and I've been looking forward to talk about this because, you know, he's strengthened me. He strengthened me, man. And, you know, and it brings joy in my heart when I get a chance to talk like this. It brings joy in my spirit because I know I'm still alive. You know, I know I still got opportunities. I know I still got my mind in the right track. You know, I know that my thoughts is in the right place. You know, I know my heart is in the right place. So I'm just excited. You know, and, you know, I know it's a lot of stuff going on here. You know, it's a lot of stuff going on here in Madison. And, you know, so I want to be a part of a lot of stuff that's going on here. So, you know, I'm just grateful. And I'm just grateful that, like I said, I have this opportunity. And, you know, it's a totally mind thing to put things together. So that's where I'm at. You know, I'm just in that mood that this is a season, getting ready to do things in a better way, learning to do things in a better way, and want to do things in a better way. You know, I mean, that's basically what all I got tonight for you guys. That, you know, we need to get into that mold that, you know, we're going to do better. You know, we're going to do things better. We're going to treat ourselves better. You know, we're going to, you know, because, you know, scripture says that if you love what person loves himself to do anything to himself, if you love yourself, you won't do nothing to yourself, you know. And so just, you know, I put that in my own understanding, you know. So if you love yourself, like you say you love yourself, then you won't harm yourself. You know, you'll take care of yourself. You know, and so by taking care of yourself, you take care of those around your surroundings. You know, you take care of your brothers and your sisters. You know, and I be seeing Apostle E, he be getting it in, man. You know, I catch him every now and then. He putting this on Facebook, or he out of here doing that. He out there doing that. I mean, he's a great encouragement. You know, he's a great encouragement to the body of Christ. And so that's how active we need to get. You know, we need to get to that point to where we could get out and meet folks. And I know some of us, like, you know, yeah, you know, I don't get to a point to where, you know, I don't socialize like that. You know, some of us don't have the gift of gab. You know, some of us don't have the gift of gab. But yet, you know, take it one step at a day, you know. Not saying to go out there and, you know, you're going to be this great speaker, you know, but just take it as, you know, take one day at a time, man. You know, find a little group, you know, something that makes you good, something that gets you to the point that wants you to talk about it. So, I mean, I'm
Amen.
Just saying, you know, we.
Amen. I tell
you,
you're hitting it, my brother. You're hitting it because this is the season of finishing out strong and preparing ourselves for going over to the other side. It's one thing that's really been proposed in our ministry. And this is all of us, all our covenant partners, is that we need to start to sow back into people and look at the other avenues of, okay, now we're not where we want to be. We're not where we know we will be, but we sure are not what we used to be. And one nugget, one testimony, or one opportunity to tell somebody that there's a chance in their life is really what we must do more of. Doing better for myself means I do better for others and want to see the greatness in their lives as well as see the greatness in somebody else's life through them. And then seeing the greatness through each and every one of us of growing that. We're supporting and going to be a part of a new mentor program here in the Los Angeles area, Compton area, the inner city areas. I want to announce this. We'll be promoting this up until the date. The date is January 20th, 2018. The new mentor orientation is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and that's at the Volunteers of America Compton Center, 600 East Alameda Boulevard, Compton, California, 90220. The requirements are minimal, but I believe you can't be in trouble you have to be clean and sober and no convictions within the last 2 years, live in LA County, able to commit to 4 to 8 hours a month for a year. So they're looking for a 12-month commitment, complete the mentor training program, or training and orientation, and have access to transportation. Again, that is the new mentor orientation 2018, Saturday, 2000, 2000, Saturday, January 20th, 2018 at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can get in touch with myself, Jacqueline Venters on Facebook. You can call Patricia Venning. She's the program coordinator at 213-213-5397. Oh, wait a minute. Again, 213-213-5397. That's unique. Area code and first three the same, but 213-213-537. And this is sponsored by the Second Chance Mentoring Program. And it's want to provide reentry services to mothers and fathers reentering into the communities from the criminal justice system. There's going to be a lot of opportunities here. And just because you hear of it going here, believe me, the same people that are putting this together will help you in your area to say, you know what, I want to do the same thing. I want to start up a new new mentoring program in your own city, state, neighborhood, church, or organization. We can make this happen. Pastor Dwayne, now you started something tonight because you mentioned I got about five messages right when you mentioned. Mark chapter 8, and I believe you specifically were talking about verses 36 through 38, where you said, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his own soul?" I wanted to read a little bit more of that because that was a very prolific point in Jesus's preparation for what was put on him. It was really about sacrifice. It was really about humility. You shared that, but you know there were some occasions that happened in retrospect to that teaching there. That, you know, remember they had already fed the 4,000. They had already had the encounter with the Pharisees when they crossed over on the other side. Remember, he fed the 4,000. They got in the boat and crossed over. Verses 1 through 10. Then as he gets out the boat, the Pharisees want to try to check him and dispute with him. And then he now starts talking about the differences between the 11 Pharisees and the 11 of Herod. Then he goes to another level and blinds the man healed the blind man at Bethesda. Mm-hmm. Then Peter confesses that he was what? The Lord. And he said, whoa, do not, he warned him. He said, do not tell anyone about it, because then he goes to the level of now predicting his death and his resurrection. But here's the dynamic part about that, because 34 starts where he says, when he called the people to himself with his disciples. So it wasn't only the disciples. Also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Reference Luke 9:23. Then he says, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will, and the gospels will save it. Excuse me. For what, now he says, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world? See, a lot of us are looking at the physical. I love the differentiation of the physical to the spiritual, because we always want to be confirmed by what we can smell, taste, see, hear, and feel in those five senses realm of a confirmation through the facts. Instead of understanding, as we lose ourselves, that we die of ourselves, now we've given our life to him. My brothers, my sisters, I know we have sisters listening as well as my brothers out there, but I'm talking to my homies. As we man up, and as you hear Pastor Dwayne completely just confess, that was a moment of confession of saying he can do better. I can do better too. He was preaching to me in the first beginning, because I have a son right now that we don't talk. Love him to death, and there's some differences in there. But guess what? It's not his responsibility. That's what the Lord kept speaking to me when you were ministering that, and you weren't preaching, you were ministering. Then he just spoke to me. It's like, you know, you have to do better. You have to make sure that you clear the slate, that you, even though you can, and I preach this all the time, even though someone was wrong, doesn't mean you have to treat them wrong. And so now growth in that area of confession, saying, you know what, we have to do so much better that we die of ourselves completely to let the other people know you weren't wrong. Even they may be still condemned, that you're not, that I'm not holding this against you, and this has been released. And I know we talk a good game, but do we really go the extra mile to confirm to people that they are forgiven and that now they are released? So now we can understand God moving in our lives as we man up individually, that now we collectively come together. And I'm high-fiving because you got me started. I'm sitting up here as you're ministering to me. I'm taking this note down that now I confess with my mouth. The Bible says that if you have an issue, you have to confess yourself to one another and know it's time to confess, that somebody else out there sees that, you know what, no matter who people think you are and see you in the physical, you still can submit spiritually and be reprimanded by being ministered to. Thank you so much this evening for that, and give me an opportunity to get my little preach on at that segment right there. Amen. Amen. Let's open the lines. Anybody, any of our other brothers that want to man up with us this evening and get in the conversation, dial one. Come on in. We are sitting here with open arms. Pastor Dwayne here is doing a great job, and in so many ways of growth in his relationship with God. But so can you. And maybe you want to share a testimony or a situation that you've had to endure and go through. You could be a female. One of my sisters out there, you can also dial one. This is a unisex network. We every night, I think there's brothers and sisters listening to everything. But I don't know if you've noticed it, the brothers are kind of getting hush hush because we were fired up there last season, and brothers was coming left and right. We need a new crew. We believe in Heavenly Father God for that new crew. I know Pastor Dwayne Woods is going to be getting got some things getting structured in his life right now, but next season we're looking for more of him and Pastor James Hudson. Well, James Hudson is Showtime finishing up a couple major plays. We know they're going to be continually jumping in. Apostle Marvin, Apostle Dietrich, they're definitely in the new season of 2018 be rekindling those broadcasts that are going on. And we thank everyone that is supporting all of the network programs here, but also the growth in yourself. That's not just about, oh, look what we do when we come here. No, it's now growing, that you're taking this thing personal and saying, hey, this is for me. I need to grow. I need to elevate so I can be on the same plane with others, that we start seeing each other equally in the spirit. For God so loved the world. Yes, you started with John 3:16. For God so loved the world. And if we don't really get that he loved the world. I know they doing this. I know they're doing that. I know but God still loved the world. He didn't put a stipulation that I love the world that is doing good, or I love the world that's doing bad. He said, I love the world. And that was all together as is. Remember, unmerited favor is just that. You're not worthy of it. And that was each and every one of us. I don't care who you are today and where you feel you've gotten to today. You're still that same world that he loved. You just made the decision to cross over into the accessible Jesus Christ, that now you will not perish, but you will have everlasting life. But we must continue to pull somebody else in that realm with us. We must continue push people through love and through grace to tell them, yes, you can do it. Man, every time I do good, I want to do bad. Well, that's me too. But you learn to do good when you do good. And one thing my brother said is that, you know, we all need to do more. The biggest thing you can do, this is for someone that says, oh, you do this and you're doing that. The only difference between me and most people, I just make myself available. You don't need an invitation. You don't have to be on the program. You don't have to be called to preach, teach, and anything else. You just got to make yourself available. And I guarantee you, they're going to come around and say, you'll see the need. And you'll be like, here, I'll do it. Can someone just put out trash bags? Can someone just start this line straight? Can someone just set these tables up? When you make yourself available, work is out there to do. But most of us want to be invited. Yes, most of us want to be put on the top of the announcements and we on the flyer and everything and you know, oh Jesus. But all you have to make yourself is available, and I guarantee you, God will open up doors where you'll be like, I needed to be here. Wow, I heard somebody's feeling, Pastor. We dropped three listeners that quick. I'm sorry. But let me keep it real as we man up. All you got to do is make yourself available, and work will come. It will come to you. And then it comes even in the form of being praying for folks. You didn't go there to preach. You went there to help. But then all of a sudden you see the need for prayer. Man, oh, now the doors are opening. Then you had another opportunity for one word spoken to someone. God loves you. You can do it. Don't give up.
You can do it.
Don't listen to them. Follow the see the people over there that's so positive and telling everybody, come on in, you can do it. You need to get around those type of people. My brother, that's the biggest thing about us. We isolate ourselves and we don't want to talk. We don't want to share. We don't want to be transparent. I couldn't grow if I didn't start to release and have some transparency. So, amen, we've given everybody an opportunity to share. I'm going to open up the lines one more time for anyone on this broadcast that would like to share. Go ahead and dial one at this time. Come on board with myself and Pastor Dwayne. Pastor Dwayne, you want to anything you want to share? I know you have a broadcast on Thursday. Go ahead and start sharing that here on the network so you get other people to know that if they're looking for something midday on Thursdays, they come out and listen to you and Pastor Ann. What an awesome work that he's doing through both of you. I'm so proud to be even considered a mentor in you guys' life, and I celebrate you both.
Well, you know, once again, I thank you, Apostle, because, you know, without that connection with you, that it wouldn't be no other connection. So I thank you for that. And you know, me and my wife, we come together every Thursday at 4 o'clock, the 4 o'clock hour, here at Central Time, you know, and we come together, you know, at 4 o'clock. We have a show, it's all about Jesus. And you know the topic is all about Jesus, but you know, we get there and we just talk about the goodness and his grace and his mercy. And my wife, God has allowed me and my wife to just come forward, you know, and do the show because, you know, it's, you know, we've been asking God since he put us together, you know, as a marriage, you know, marriage is a ministry. And so I just, you know, in this transition of my life, I practically want to do most a lot of stuff with my wife, you know, because we both got a heart out for the peoples. And when God mentioned that when that door was open, you know, we talked about the topic and things of that nature. And so God has, you know, he's been so generous with us on this show. We do it every Thursday, you know, at 4 o'clock, me and my wife, we get on about an hour and, you know, we each come up with a different topic. We can share the topic together. It's not about, no, my topic important, no, your topic. No, we come together and we reason together because the Holy Ghost works it out. You know, like I said, the show is it's all about Jesus. So the show works the thing out, you know, to where we could commune together and our conversation is based the same. So that's what I'm grateful about that. You know, sometimes my wife will help me out on this show too, you know, because, you know, God had be giving her stuff, you know, and I know that she's more like trying to work on other stuff in her own daily. You know, she's thinking about putting some women's stuff together. So, and then she wanted to come forth more to come in and do some stuff with on this program. You know, on the Now Network, she wanted to do some stuff with women's on that. So God is doing some stuff. He's allowing us to do church, you know. He's allowing us to do stuff here, you know. Like I say, my wife, she's involved in the ministry here, you know. She has labor as the pastor of the church, and she helps me out in that, you know. We just trying to, you know, procrastinators, you know. What God give us, we try to work with it, you know, and we just go for it, you know, knowing that it takes money to do a lot of things, but at the same time, we remind God. You said, Lord. You said, not our will, but your will. So, Lord, you give us these ideals, and by giving us these ideals, we put them to work. So if they go belly up, then that's not our problem, you know. But we're gonna do right. We're gonna do right by you. And so however plan you put together, however way you want us to walk this thing, we're gonna walk it out because we know that's no failure in you. So that's what we're doing here. You know, we just doing it in Madison, just trying to get the right connection. And at the same time, staying in mentor, you know, looking up to the apostle, you know, and just having them to be mentors in our lives, you know, and if we, you know, look for things to do, you know, if God put it on our heart, we call you and we sit down and we talk. Why? Because, you know, you have to have the right people at the right time in the right circle. You got to have some mentors in your life. You just can't, you know. You just can't up and just do things, you know, and then when it go belly down, you get to saying, well, you know, no, but God gives you a mentor so you can just sit down and discuss the word and get people's advice, you know, and that's where we at, man. So like I said, thanks for that that communication mm-hmm. what we have with you. That's why we was able to walk in.
Oh man, we family, brother. Look, we are family. Don't make me start singing. We are family. Family. Remember, Sled. Amen.
You hit me with something. I want to just share this. When he was coming out of Luke, the 9th chapter, 23rd verse, and he says, if any man wish to come after me, let him deny himself first and take up his cross. And, you know, he's saying, if any man, so any problems that we have against our brothers, we need to just put that thing down, deny ourselves, because if we don't deny ourselves, we won't see the problem. We won't see no issues. We won't see that we don't have no problems. We will see, no, they wrong. I ain't got to go back to them. They wrong. He said, you know, I, you know, that's what the Holy Ghost just gave me, you know, because he was telling me that, you know, you take the word and you put yourself in the word, you know, because that's what makes the word to become alive. And he said, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself first and take up his cross and follow after me. So when I get out of that, you know, I know that I got issues. I need to put those issues to the side so I can see the move of God in it. Because if I don't put that thing down, then I'm always be the one thinking I'm always right. I'm the one always think that, no, I ain't got the problem. They got the problem. You know, and we keep going in the same rotation, and we keep saying that they the problem. But if we keep going in the same rotation, that means that sometimes we the problem. Because if we still going in the same predicament, and we keep saying the same results, then that means something got to be wrong with us. So he's saying before, you know, he said, put that thing down, man. You know, put your pride to the side, you know. Put me to the side. Put your wants to the side. Why? Because you can make a difference. You know, it don't always got to take. I gotta be right. Let God be right, and just go to that brother, or go to that sister, or go to your son. You know, go to your son, knowing that, you know, like I say, my son, man. You know, I got two boys. You know, and you know, I was out there in that world. But at the same time, I don't want my son to say, well, he's dead, be dead. No, son, I apologize some days that I know I should have been in your life. I know I should have showed up some days to your birthday. I know I should have called you sometimes. I know I should have just got out of my arrogance and forgot, you know, that getting mad at your mom and, you know, or she want to be a hater and all. No, I need to put that pride down, man. Why? Because I want to do better, you know. I want to do better. And how to do better if I put those things to the side. You know, admit my wrongs. You know, sometimes you ain't wrong, but just admit your wrongs, man, because you can make things different. And how to make things different, then folks start seeing it. That's how you build a relationship. Because Christ tells us before we can pick up our cross. We got to pick up his cross. His cross is love. His cross is peace. His cross is that I'm wrong and you right. That's his cross. His cross ain't never saying that I got it all together. His cross saying that we can make it together. Why? Because we can admit our faults. And that's what he's saying to us, man. We just gotta, you know.
Man up.
Just put those things aside. Man up, man. You know, we gotta man up. So.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Man up. Apostle Barbara Williams, Good evening, woman of God. Welcome to Man Up the Movement with myself and Pastor Dwayne.
Good evening, both of you men of God. Y'all are phenomenal. Praise God. I have waited this long to talk to you. So it's been a while since I've talked with you, Pastor Collins. And I just thank God for you guys. I really enjoyed you breaking it down for us. I really enjoyed you talking about how the Lord gave his, you know, how God gave his only begotten son, his only son. And then when you went, he loved us so, so much. And we owe it back to him, you know. And I love it because you're transparent. That was so phenomenal, your testimony. Because at the end of the day, when you talked about when a man profits, what will you gain if a man want to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And it just reminded me how calling the crowd to join with Jesus' disciple, he said, anyone who intends to come with me has to let me lead. You're not in the driver's seat. He said, I am, and he is the I am. So don't run from your suffering. So basically, you were just saying, embrace it. Follow me, and I'll show you how. And, you know, he says self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way. But he said, my way to saving yourself, your true self, what good would it do to get everything you want and lose you, the real you? What could you ever trade your soul for? What is so good, so worthy, you know? And the only thing I can come up with is Jesus. And you broke it down because basically he's just telling you to embrace it. Love your suffering because he said that's the fruit of the Spirit, the joy, the peace, the love, the long-suffering. Sometimes we forget that part.
My God.
And so manning up, always tell the prodigal daughters, y'all come on too. We have to get it together too. We got to love too. So, I mean, what are we going to gain out there? Just wait on the Lord. He's leading you. He's guiding you. You can't stay the same. You got to forget those things which are behind and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling. So that means to me, if you love life yourself, he said, don't love life yourself. You can't do that. Because you know why? If you love it too much, then you wouldn't want to sacrifice anything. It's just like the treasures on the earth. If we love all that stuff, can't even take it with us. But like you said, that love, going to that person, putting your arms around them, loving them. You don't know what nobody's been through while they isolate and hide it and shutting down. Maybe your smile, maybe your love, maybe you're just saying, I love you guys. Don't give up. So I really, really like that when you talk about manning up. We women have to man up too. We got to do our part. You can't just do it all, you know. You can't do it all. So we got to do our part. We got to love as well. We got to give back.
It's a two-way street.
It's a two-way. Is that how you say it? Just like that socket plugged into the light. Sometimes we can buy those three-way prongs or whatever you call those light sockets. But if it's not plugged in, if the switch is not on, it's still not going to work.
My God.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
oh my God.
Why not just keep it simple? You know, like you did. Keep it simple. Keep it transparent. We all human. We make mistakes. But we come back to fix it. So I just really love it. I could, you know, run with it. You gave it so much information.
Amen.
I'll hold
amen.
Back,
yes.
Spark, you were talking
spark
to
it
all
on
of
up.
Us.
Spark it on up. Minister Terry.
We got to walk it out.
Yeah, that's right. Minister Terry, welcome to the broadcast tonight.
Good evening. Good evening, family, and all the listeners. I've been listening to Pastor Collins, and I've really enjoyed it. I've been here, being quiet, just listening, you know, because sometimes I know this is man up, but I heard Apostle Barbara say, women too, we have to man up. And I was just listening to you guys, Pastor, you and Pastor Collins, you guys were speaking on Luke 9:23, and he had spoken earlier when he started, he was saying responsibility and surrender. And that all comes to Luke 9:23. Now, we have to be responsible, you know, to be able to deny ourselves. We have to surrender ourselves. So it was just speaking to me as you guys were speaking to that, and it took me back to Pastor Dwayne speaking of surrendering to him. A lot of times we don't like to get out of self. We want to do our will, and our will stands in our way all the time. So the sooner we surrender ourselves, amen. And Pastor Collins, I love what you said about your son, and I love what you said about money.
Amen.
Money, we don't have to, we can be content. We can be content, period. Money is a vessel, something we use it for, but we can be content where we are, because you said that we can be content and go places. You said we can go to the park, you can go to play ball. These things don't cost money, so people can't let money stop them from being content, especially when you're in the kingdom of God. Awesome. Awesome. I've just been, ooh, man up. I don't know where the men are tonight, because I know a lot of them are really listening in on this, because you shared a lot of nuggets. It was Pastor Ian, Apostle Barbara, family. God bless you all. Love you all.
Love you,
God too. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Oh, they out there. I could throw a couple on the bus, but I ain't going to do it tonight. I'll be getting calls later. Man, why you always do that? I didn't have. I just wanted to be ministered to tonight.
Amen.
I didn't want to. Okay, I'm gonna be. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Y'all better watch out. I'm gonna tell you right now. 2018 going to another level in my ministry, in my relationship with God. I am truly crossing over to something that has never ever been done before. We're gonna set precedents and set goals and set standards for people to see that excellence in God goes to another level. Are you crossing over with me?
Yes.
I got all my confirmations for the revival. I'm going to be making some phone calls here in the next couple of days for our final confirmation that I can get everybody in the time slot. Pastor Dwayne, I'm going to be calling you as soon as we end this broadcast. I need to talk to you about your slot. Apostle Barbara, also, I'm going to be calling you, Minister Terry, tonight, you three, since you guys did get on. At least I know I can get you your time set in there tonight. I will be calling you, and we will be getting that information out, the flyer, by this weekend with all the confirmed ministers that will be a part of it. And we want to do 24 hours straight and more, but for the number of ministers that come and are dedicated about crossover, not New Year resolution, not a new little something, a hot message. We talking about something that's going to really give us substance to go through the seasons of 2018 in excellence by supporting one another. That's what we're going to be doing, and it's going to be dynamic. I know you guys remember last year, and God really moved in a supernatural way. We are so excited. Pastor Dwayne, closing remarks tonight on this broadcast, man of God.
Well, you know, just keep everyone in prayer. You know, take time out, you know, out of your busy schedule, and just call out names. If you don't know the name, just call out the city, you know. Just ask God to do some things, because, you know, if we look on the news and we look around, there's a lot of stuff going on now. You know, even the churches are being really persecuted now. You know, they going in there shooting up the churches and blowing the buildings up and things of that nature. And you know, it's like, you know, the Bible says it's going to be a great falling away. But just pray that God will strengthen them, you know, and get them back to, you know, going back to right standards with God, going back into churches, having revivals, having prayer meetings and stuff like that. So that's what my mind at. You know, just, you know, because we're crossing over, you know, and just praying that God would do, you know, that his miraculous be on a mighty move. So that's basically it.
Amen. Amen. It's going down. It's going down. And we are excited for everything that's happening. We definitely need to stay in prayer. Our country is going through some things. You're going to be hearing some stuff tomorrow night that's going to be really, really important about the new tax bill that they're about to push through. And if you blink your eyes, it's really not up to us, really. It's up to people that is in their control what happens to the country. Wow. How does that happen? Because we vote the wrong people into the offices, that now they make their own group decisions for certain groups and certain pay grades. and know we're all going to be millionaires, where we'll be in that pay grade, where we'll get those tax benefits and those things to come, but we're not there yet. And there's a lot of other people that are still on their change in life that this is going to affect and be very effective in people's finances. Yes, this first year, it's going to be filled with some quick money, some new child allotments and some tax write-offs and things that they haven't been allowing under the Obama administration. They're going to let it go because fast money always turns into old money in the, on the back end. We really must be conscious. We're going to be talking about this tomorrow night on the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 p.m. your Pacific time zone with myself, Minister Terry, Minister Rashad, and we're going to give you as much information that we can to be prepared to go through this season with the right information. Amen. God bless you all. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Most of all, you're beautifully made by God. Don't let anybody tell you different. God loves you, and so do we.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.